Welcome to Retirement Revised. So this is a new series and podcast that we sort of wanted to put out here on Fire Week Go because we realize that this is exactly what it is for us. Our retirement is definitely a revised version of what traditional retirement has always looked like for a lot of people. And I think this is true for so many of us. We're retiring earlier, we're living longer, which means that our healthy years where we get to go out and do so many interesting things has greatly expanded. And that means that, like us, we can achieve financial independence earlier, we can retire earlier, and we can travel the world.
Yeah, but first of all, who are we? I mean, it's been 4 years since we have created a YouTube channel. If you are listening to this, we do have a YouTube channel and all of those things are going to be available in the show notes. But first of all, who are we?
Well, I'm Christine.
And I am Jean.
Yeah, and we are originally from Toronto, Canada. Now, I say originally from because we have recently sold everything we own and started to travel the world full time. So now we're more of a citizen of the world.
Yes, that is correct. And you might have noticed from my accent, I am originally from Brazil. However, over the last 22 years, I have been living in Canada, in Toronto.
Mm-hmm. And I have always been from Canada. It's a born and raised. I did do some extensive traveling earlier in my life, which has only fueled my desire to travel. However, who were we before we started the channel and started to travel? What did we used to do in our old jobs?
Yes, well, first of all, I have a background on IT in computer science. And over the last 12 years, more or less, I had opened my business in Canada and I was working as a consultant doing software implementation. You know, when you have all your things with your payroll, with your benefits, training and everything in between, as you all know, there's a software behind that. And this is the kind of software that I was implementing within those companies.
Yeah. And for me, for the previous 18 years, my job was a police officer with the City of Toronto. And you all know what a police officer is, so I need to explain that. Definitely loved my job. I worked with the most fantastic people you could ever imagine. But the job did come with its set of trials and some stresses. So what happened a year ago?
Well, a year ago, we stopped working. In our house in Toronto, we sold our home, and by April of 2024, we did not have a place to stay.
So, at 51 years old, Jean was able to retire early, and at 45, I also retired early. Now, just to kind of put this out there, we don't have children, so this was also a part of the reason why we were able to do of early retirement that looks like the one that we have. And we can get into that in future episodes a little bit more as well. But what were the deciding factors on early retirement?
Well, I can start that conversation. In my case, my dad had worked all his life and he had retired. And 6 months after he retired, he ended up passing away. And I always said that I was actually coming back home from work when I received a call from my family telling me what happened. So I had to rush back to Brazil. And you know what happens once those things end up, you know, come in your life and you have to deal with this. And I had something in my mind, which is I do not want to have the same stuff happening to me. So I have to find a way to work as hard as I could and at the same time have more time to enjoy after retirement.
Right. And I think, like, having lived in Brazil for 20 years and you being so far from your family made you want to go back home and be able to enjoy more time with your mom and your brother, right?
Yeah.
I mean, losing your dad sort of spurred that desire to spend more time back home.
Yeah, 100%. I'm the oldest one and I always remember that my dad always said, you know, when he was like on his last months or so, you gotta come back and take care of your family, take care of your mom. So another reason that I did not want to work that much.
Right. And I guess for me, It's very similar story to Jaehyun. So yes, there was the job that was, it had its own stresses, and it was, you know, the stress was starting to affect me on a physical level. But more than that, about in 2018, I lost my mom quite suddenly. She hadn't been ill. Just the same thing. She went to the hospital one day. Toronto isn't too far from where we grew up. So my brother and I went home and we were with her in the hospital when she passed away. And I mean, unfortunately, my dad was out of the country at the time. So that added a whole other level of stress to that situation. And it really drives home when you lose a parent or somebody close to you at a younger age, because my mom was only 69. She had recently retired as well. Mm-hmm. It really drives home the fact that you don't know when your time is going to be finished here. And for Jaehyun and I, we really wanted to make sure that we spent our time how we wanted to spend our time. Mm-hmm. And as much as we enjoyed our work or our jobs that we were in, we had a different vision for what we wanted our future to look like.
Yeah, because the more and more that we think about it, we have a finite time in this world. And as we progress, as we get older, and I mean, that's the reality that we all gonna face, right? You see those things happening more mm-hmm. and more, right? But enough of that. So let's go and talk. Why have we decided to create this podcast?
Well, I think a podcast is just a really great platform for us to be able to sit down, tell you how we achieved our current situation. How did we achieve financial independence? How did we make the decisions to retire early? How did we decide to sell everything we own and start traveling? And it's also a great platform to try and help all of you answer some questions as well, rather than the normal YouTube format.
Yeah, it's been 4 years since we created our first episode. Every weekend, we create a new video on YouTube. And then we thought, we're going to go and do something different, kind of get more close to you guys. Because as we are going through this and being retired now, mm-hmm. the sense of community that we hear from other guys that we end up meeting, it's more and more present. So we wanted to bring more of that with you.
Yeah, and it's just nice to be able to sit back and have a conversation rather than a how-to or budget videos. Those are all still coming. It's not that those won't be coming out as well, but this is just a more relaxed atmosphere where we can discuss issues that are going on, like our wins and losses, how we're feeling about retirement, those kinds of things, answer some questions that you guys might have about this life, achieving financial independence, traveling full-time, or even part-time with families, right?
Yeah, there are so many things that we can cover on this podcast. We can spend all day talking about this, but some of them, they do include, how do you guys finance your travel? How are you able to save money when you travel? How can you keep in touch with your family and friends? And being retired, well, you guys don't have any other income. What is the drawdown strategy that we have to find that?
Yeah, and I mean, we're traveling full time. And as everybody knows, travel is quite expensive. But for us, we've really been able to utilize the points and miles strategies to our advantage. So we want to also share that with all of you so that you can start implementing it and be able to achieve your own travel dreams.
Yeah. So if you do have questions, you can send us an email to podcast@firego.com. This is also going to be available in the show notes. And with that, we can bring your question to here to this podcast and answer online.
Yeah. Or if we don't have the answer, we can talk it through and hopefully somebody listening can help us with the answer.
Because we don't have all the answers in the world. Wish we know, but
yeah.
That's the excitement part, right?
Yeah. So we're super excited. We're going to aim for every 2 weeks. Hopefully it's going to be every week, but just so we keep our expectations, realistic.
You can let us know if you want us to come every day. No, I think that is going to be too much for us.
That's way too much for us. But yeah, so we're going to aim for every 2 weeks to start with. Hopefully it'll be every week. And in addition to our regular Sunday videos.
Yeah.
So We hope everybody's having a great week. We just wanted to take a quick minute to explain how Retirement Revised is going to be coming out to you guys and hopefully a benefit.
Yeah, and share in the comments below. Do you like this approach? How's the quality of the audio? How's the quality of the video? And any other questions that you might have us answer during the podcast?
Yeah. So we hope you have a great week and we'll see you soon.
Bye.